The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Let's chat about happiness. What is it? What makes you happy? And how can you be happy more often? Firstly, what is happiness? Well, happiness is rather a nebulous concept to describe, in my humble opinion, as it's more of a movable feast rather than a concrete thing. It's easier to illustrate what happiness is by using synonyms, other words such as enjoyment, gladness, delight, pleasure, contentment. I remember some years ago writing a sentence in one of my diaries. Apologies, as I can't remember the author, but the words have stuck with me for a long time. The notion of happiness is so nebulous that although every man wishes to attain it, he can never convey accurately and distinctly what it is that he really wishes and wills. So, have a think now. What does happiness mean to you? Sometimes you may meet people who fill the room with happiness and positive energy, and you may wonder just how they manage to be so happy. I find that happy people seem to spread happiness around, sharing it with others. The second thing is, what makes you happy? Happiness is a very personal thing, isn't it? One size does not fit all. Have a think about what makes you happy. Perhaps write a list or draw a picture. You may be surprised with what you come up with. I did this myself before writing this podcast, and I was rather amazed with what actually makes me happy. If you think about it practically, it could be something as simple as enjoying a nice cup of tea and a slice of cake, or listening to a particular song. Or it could be something more complex, such as working to achieve something, spending time with others, working as a group to make or repair something for the benefit of others. Because happiness is such a subjective thing, it could be absolutely anything. One thing that makes me happy is music. Whenever I need a happiness boost, I listen to Pharrell Williams' song called Happy. That song never fails to give me a little boost, and I just love that song. So have a think about what makes you happy. The third thing is, how can you be happy more often? If you take a look at your life, focus on what's important in your life and celebrate that. Working on what's important to you is key to having happiness in your life. Appreciating what you have and being grateful for the life you have are a good place to start too. And obviously, having a positive mindset is so helpful. Finding your true purpose in life and working to achieve your goals is another great way. There are many ways to create your own brand of happiness. You could make a plan to sustain your ongoing happiness. This could be a simple written list. Just take a large piece of paper and use several columns. These are who, why, what, where, how, and when. These will help you to describe your journey to achieve a happier life and create a written plan, something to work to. Or you could make a mind board of pictures that represent what happiness is to you and how you could sustain it over a longer period of time. Both of these are something you could start and add on to as time goes along. So what's stopping you from creating your own little place of happiness? Give it a try. Go on. Who knows where it might lead you? To finish, I have a great quote about happiness. Happiness is a state of the soul, a state in which our natures are full of the wine of an ancient youth, in which banquets last forever and roads lead everywhere, where all things are under the exuberant leadership of faith, hope and charity. That was by G.K. Chesterton, Charles Dickens, A Critical Study. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves.